أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Nafsiya Reflections. Ramadan, our guest has arrived. Muslim's guest has arrived. Ramadan, a month of goodness and blessings, and a great opportunity. The month of self-control and a striving force to do more goodness. Ramadan is the month in which the gates of mercy are wide open, the gates of hell are shut. The month in which the Holy Quran was sent down. What is asked from us? Muslims should strive for success at all times. We strive for it in our education, degree, workplace, being a good parent, but what about being a good mu'min? We should take this opportunity and reevaluate our lives. What have I done in the past that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with me? What am I doing that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displeased? Egos need to be abandoned and truly rethink life. Only you yourself know what you can do to strengthen your ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We strive daily to the masjid to pray tarawih, fast, giving charity, feed a fasting person. But after the month ends, what will you continue to strive for? Let us take a moment and ask ourselves, when we read the Quran, do we understand the reflection upon the ayat? What lesson was learned when finishing the surahs in the Quran? How can we implement this in our daily life? It should not be a contest on how many pages one has finished for the month of Ramadan, but in reality, it was read blindly rather than reflecting in on Allah Almighty's words. Once we understand that life is short and not meant for pleasure, because pleasure is for the hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ said,
كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل.
Be in this world as if you are a stranger or traveler. Ibn Abbas reported Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam as saying,
إن الذي ليس في جوفه شيء من القرآن كالبيت الخرب.
Anyone who has nothing of the Quran within him, like a ruined house. We should not be like a ruined house. Let us make this month of Ramadan the month of transformation, living by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, implementing His divine Sharia. Ramadan is just a limited number of days. Let us not waste this precious time. Let us not come out empty. Let us strive more each day and implement Islam in our daily lives. We have to remember that this life is temporary and we need to strive for the best. We need to train our mindset that this life is temporary and the true definition of life is the hereafter. This is the true meaning of joy, happiness, success, victory, and the ever after. Once the mindset is acted upon in our daily lives, we become it, breathe it, work for it to keep striving to please the Almighty. We ask Allah Almighty to be among those who are accepted in Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.